legislation buried for the cost of billion-dollar backroom deals that profit from our loss. What good is tomorrow if born to die in waste? Is trust just an illusion? Is a promise a mistake? And as sure as the sun shines, as sure as the grass grows and the rivers flow, I'll be there beside you, pulsing through your veins. You'll feel my heart, you know. Time has come to recognize deceptions of the past. Seek truth and stand together at last.
Sure as the sun, sure as the trees, and the rivers flow free, I'll be there, I'll be
Well, I wish you'd listen to them words. That really means something. That's Phyllis Sinclair. I appreciate her letting me use that music to introduce this show. I'm Vince, and I've got my good friend, the Funk Man himself, of Boiler Room Radio, Jimmy
Good
Funk.
Evening, everybody.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing, Jimbo?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Well, this is the second broadcast, and glad to be here. We're broadcasting what matters and connecting voices worldwide. That's the goal here, to be able to reach out and bring different ideas together. And let's take a look at them and see how other people think, and compare it to what we think, and see if the whole way that things are working is really working the way they ought to be. If not, then addressing some underlying causes of what brings this about. Tonight we're going to try to focus on some on natural law, and have a few other things to share. Natural law being really, Jimmy, how would you describe natural law in your words?
Natural law is what you're born with, your natural unalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, property, the pursuit of happiness, and keep the government out of your stuff.
Now, natural law is discovered by reason from the basic inclinations of human nature. It says absolute, immutable, and of our universal validity for all times and places. It follows that natural law provides an objective set of ethics, norms by which to gauge human actions at any time or place. The natural law is, in essence, a profoundly radical ethic, for it holds the existing status quo, which might grossly violate natural law, up to the unsparing and unyielding light of reason in the realm of politics or state action. The natural law presents man with a set of norms which may well be radically critical of existing positive law imposed by the state. At this point, we need only stress that the very existence of a natural law discoverable by reason is a potentially powerful threat to the status quo and a standing approach to the reign of blindly traditional custom to the arbitrary will of the state apparatus. And that says pretty good. That comes, I pulled that off of the Ethics of Liberty. It's a document there. I think you can find that right there just by Googling Ethics of Liberty. So really we're seeing a big encroachment upon our natural rights, the way our government's going. And just being out today and talking to a friend of mine that he's not the type to listen in this type of radio program or any other for that matter, but except for maybe what you get on the AM and some of those other guys, O'Reilly or whoever.
Is he a sleeper?
Well, not really. We talked a lot today, and he is fully aware of all the BS going on, and we hit on several points. And
still watches that mainstream media, though, huh?
Yeah, but he's highly intelligent. He sees through it too.
That's good.
He still leans, you know, a little bit left to think or right to thinking that, you know, there's hope in the Republican. But he also said too that he sees the, you know, they just play back and forth and agree that, you know, there's no choice there, and really there's not. I mean, the whole system is just set to give us the appearance of having choice. Why? Really, we choose to continue our servitude into the system, and we talked some about the how the petroleum industry moves the world in all the economics, and felt like, well, you know, a lot of our that we're producing here, you know, we need more of that, and I talked to him some then about alternative energy and stuff, and where we really we've moved beyond the need for needing petroleum, and but the infrastructure is all there, and to be able to change over, and if we weren't servitude to energy, I mean, that's takes a big part of what a person produces in life, you know, to work. So if you was able to eliminate some of that that overhead cost that's you know, being siphoned off of us by that very few that seems to be reaping all the rewards,
I think the overhead costs are quite exaggerated.
I do too. Yeah.
You know, they hit you with this research and development cost, which is a one-time output for them, but you constantly pay for it.
Yeah, and then patents and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where when you go back to the, you know, when energy started, you know, there was the difference between the AC and the DC, Tesla and Edison, and everybody thinks Edison invented a light bulb when it was actually Tesla, and he and Westinghouse lighted the first World's Fair.
Yep.
And Edison, he got the patent on the light bulb, and of course wouldn't let him use them, so they had to make their own, barely come up in time with it. So everything that really kind of you know, all the systems that keep us, you know, in the grasp right there, there's it just sucks from everything that we have to produce. So if we had a more equitable trade, you know, the dollar is a joke, and it's a Ponzi scheme, the Federal Reserve System.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me some, Jimmy.
What else you got? What else you got coming up on the show today, man? I mean, there was all kinds of news breaking over the week. Difference.
You know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I hardly ever watch any of the news. I just realized that it's all even alternative side. I mean, stuff is being fed. So I'm not thinking that I'm going to see some news and have some type of revelation. You know, I see things how they think things have worked and keep working and keep, you know, getting repeated over and over and over again. That you know, it's just ridiculous that we just keep putting up with it. Because I think even people that others suppose are asleep, they see it and they know it too. It's ridiculous, but they keep getting away with it. You know, Benghazi and stuff. I know that you was talking about that on Boiler Room last night, and you've probably seen some more about that. And that was something I was talking about to my friend that I told him I really didn't know that much about. And I was thinking about you that I'd like to hear you tell us some about the Benghazi incident. And you did watch some on the Congress, or they were grilling them there and stuff.
Yeah, the hearings. I mean, there was so many revelations came out yesterday in those hearings, at least the ones that I saw. I mean, it was pretty revealing to me what actually happened versus what we heard happened coming out of Washington as it was going down. You know, and it was a complete farce. Everything that they told us from Capitol Hill was a lie. And I think that that something's actually going to come of this. I don't know. Maybe they'll sweep it under the rug somehow, like they do. But I think a lot of people in this country watched those hearings yesterday and heard what those three gentlemen had to say that were in country and watched it happen. And from my perspective, it was very shocking, you know, what they said actually occurred versus what you heard coming out of Hillary Clinton's mouth and Susan Rice's mouth and all the talking heads on Capitol Hill. It was quite disturbing, actually, to know that the people on Capitol Hill that we pay to run this country and do what we tell them to do, for them to bold-faced lie to us like that, I think is very, very disturbing.
Who was those guys testifying? Because I heard you say that they weren't gonna cover nothing up. Because who died? The ambassador, and it was there two or
Chris Stevens is the ambassador that died, and then there was three other guys. Marines, I think guards, two of them were Navy SEALs, and one guy was a Marine. I don't have their names right in front of me. I don't even have a website pulled up.
I think they were guards there to the embassy, and that wasn't even. I mean, all that was more.
Actually, those guys were stationed at the annex. I think the two Navy SEALs might have been stationed to Chris Stevens as his guards, as his personal protection. The one Marine that got killed came up from the annex when he heard the gunfire start and the shells started dropping through the roof, and so he ran up, you know, fully armed in his vehicle trying to help out too, and those were the three that were killed along with Chris. So,
mm-hmm. And there was, has it come out that they was holding off the sending in the other guys to help them?
That was Mr. Hicks, the one that gave the best testimony that I felt. You know, he was the one in Tripoli. He said when they went to get on the C-130 to go help from Tripoli, you know, it would have taken them a little while to get there, but they were going to go. They had more Navy SEALs and some other people, you know, that were armed and ready to go. And when they went to get on the C-130 in Tripoli to fly down there, they told them no.
Who called the stand down? Where did the stand down order come from?
They kept hem-hawing around that, you know. The three people that were giving testimony, Mr. Hicks and Mr. Thompson, and I can't remember the third guy's name. Forgive me. But they, in their estimation, said that it had to come from the Secretary of State's office, whether it was from Hillary's desk or someone that was right below her. That's the way I took it. You know, ultimately, she's in charge. Ultimately, it's her responsibility. She's the one that sent Chris Stevens to that country to do the things that he was doing. She is the one that denied the upgrade in security and the upgrade for the buildings. You know, you put the dots together, man. Whose fault is it?
They call that a compound there and embassy and stuff. The truth was, it wasn't much more than sticks.
It was a CIA safe house is what it was. And then they started using it as a go-to for moving these weapons. You know, they were arming the rebels. And then I think that Chris Stevens found out that a lot of the stuff that was going through there was going to Syria and not staying in Tripoli, not staying in Libya, you know, that it was going to Syria. And he was uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, they seem to don't have a problem with often the guys doing their work for them.
That's my speculation, man. That didn't come out in the testimony, but,
I don't necessarily think that he was going to be a whistleblower, but he was just a liability.
Knew too much.
Yeah, knew too much.
Started questioning their decisions. And that's, I mean, as soon as you start questioning somebody above you, that's, I mean, you're signing your death warrant, bro.
There's a long list of dead bodies behind the Clintons that go back for many years. I forget how many.
Several hundred.
50. And so it's not unfathomable to think that she would have had something to do with offing this guy. You know, I remember Vince Foster shot himself in the back of the head.
Twice.
Twice. Yeah, with his hands tied behind his back, no doubt.
There's a... The people that are all tied in to Washington, D.C. have been tied in there for decades and decades and decades, and they're getting away with everything they want to get away with. And I think that the time is coming. I think that their time is coming, because when I look around me, I see a lot more people doing the WTF when they see some of the stuff hit the news, you know.
Right.
So I'm just praying that in my lifetime I get to see some people swinging from some trees.
My friend, he's about 10 years older than I am, but I was out with today. We was on the fence post. And anyways, he said he remembers all back through time. And every time it seemed like something would come up, they'd pull North Korea out of the hat again and wave it around. And then whenever what it was that they was not wanting nobody else to see, they'd put that card back in the deck to pull on you later, like keeping an ace up their sleeve, you know.
Yeah, North it's Korea. The little boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Kim yep. Jong boogeyman.
How can anybody look at him and be afraid?
Well, because he's really kind of goobery looking, and he has access to nuclear weapons. That kind of makes me leery.
I've got to wonder how much threat that he can have. If our defenses...
Any idiot with a nuclear weapon is a threat, brother.
Well, let me put it like this. If we have to worry about one guy with his finger on the button, what does that say about our defenses? Do we not have the ability to shoot these things down? I mean, you think it wouldn't get far over the ocean out there and
it's still a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, I understand that. I do.
You hit it and it explodes. It's still going to explode.
No, it won't detonate the nuclear part of it. You can shoot it out before that's detonated. That stops the explosion. Then, of course, you'd have to try to retrieve it, I guess.
You don't. Well, but that's the whole thing, man. We don't know that technology that they're using. We don't know. I mean, they probably don't build their weapons like we build their weapons. They probably don't have the safe systems in them that we have in ours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're taking a chance. You're shooting at an unknown.
You know, talking about unknown, I mean, that's exactly right. Our present starting to look like science fiction, you know? I mean, really, all the stuff that's happening as far as, you know, books that have been written, movies that have been made, 1984 by Orwell and, you know, so many others that have just almost been a prophecy guide to the future. It's quite amazing. And some things would seem so far-fetched, you know? I mean, this movies Terminator and stuff like that, but we're seeing that technology right now with DARPA, so I want to lead on into talking about some of that. Here's this little quick one of better understanding the human brain supports national security. DARPA plans to explore two key areas to elicit further understanding of the brain. New tools are needed to measure and analyze electrical signals and the biomolecular dynamics underpinning brain function. Researchers will also explore, abstract, and model the vast spectrum of brain functions by examining its incredible complexity. Well, they go on to say that they've listed potentially powerful new technologies. Could you know, people might question that whether it's a good idea. So they plan to engage a broad set of experts to explore these issues. And I'm certain that we can trust our panels with
experts.
That makes
me nervous. That makes me as nervous as a nuclear weapon.
they do really are. We're looking at cyborg technology. They've got, you know, the robots for sure. That one, like a cheetah, man, he can really haul some taters. I'm pretty sure you've seen that one, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They got that one on the cheetah on the treadmill. They run him up to about 90 mile an hour, 75 mile an hour, something like that. That's, yeah. Maintains his balance.
Yeah, we see back in cartoons, they've Superman, they had Robot Superman, Scooby-Doo had Dynamutt and others. Then you start merging that, which we're working on this technology too, you know, cybernetics and really even to download the brain. They're working on that. They're just trying to seek their own mortality in a way. I think if it's give a poll on who's what your favorite cyborg is, who would you say? I know mine's 7 and 9 on Star Trek Voyager.
Cyborg.
I got you on the spot.
Yeah.
Are you a sci-fi
fan? No, not really. I mean, I watched the movies when I was a kid, but I never really got into science, you know, not space travel and stuff like that. I wasn't a Buck Rogers fan or anything like that, so I'm lost on that one. 7 of 9, wasn't she a female?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with that then.
Ryan.
Females are always hot, so.
I can't call her name now. Ryan. Oh, boy. I forgot.
7 of 9. Why did they call her 7 of 9?
There were model numbers, I guess, or groups. I can't remember how to explain it.
Okay.
But anyways, it was like groupings. And
I didn't know if maybe she was missing a couple of pieces.
I think you were talking, too, or was it this morning, about the Pentagon removing 17 officers from duty to launch its most powerful nuclear missiles.
Yeah, Wendy brought that up last night on the show.
Yeah, that and they're fixing to have a drill up there in Montana, and you know that drills aren't a good thing. When you hear that they're having a drill, what does that bring to mind to you?
Yeah, and Minot is not too far away from there, where this base, you know, where they cut all these people. So that just kind of, and it's all wrapped around nuclear stuff. You know, the people that were axed from the military were watchdogs over the missile silos, and the drill that's getting ready to go out down by DHS is a nuclear drill, you know, for a nuclear fallout or a nuclear accident or something like that. You know, I don't know if it's going to be a train car derailment that was carrying nuclear waste or what. I don't know what the drill's wrapped around, but. Just kind of makes you leery. I'd stay out of the central northern U.S. for, you know, for the remainder of the summer if I was anybody.
For a little while, huh?
Yeah. I don't know when that drill is supposed to go down, so I definitely wouldn't want to be anywhere around it.
I've got a lot of different things that we could talk about. Geoengineering is one. Tell us something about geoengineering, Jimmy, while I'm locked here trying to get this to come down.
Well, I know the Dane's got a new show starting, I think, next weekend.
I think next Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Next Saturday is when his show's getting ready to start on UCY. That's going to be a groundbreaking achievement for the network. I know that guy is just full of information, and the more people that get to hear what he has to say, the better off for this country. You know, I a couple weeks ago kind of blurted out on my show that Anonymous needs to do something about the chemtrail planes. I don't know if they can hack into the computerized network that runs some of the robo planes that they got spraying over the top of us or what. But they need to do something, you know, somebody that knows some hacker knowledge that could get into ACARS, the ACARS system, and maybe nosedive some of these planes into the ocean wouldn't hurt my feelings at all.
Yeah. Dane Wigginson's from geoengineeringwatch.org, I believe it is. Yeah. And he will be on a week from come Saturday, I think is when he's supposed to start. You know, about geoengineering, it goes back to a scientist, Bernard, whatever his last name is, Vonnet Goot something. He's credited with discovering the potential of silver iodide for the use in cloud seeding during 1946 while working for General Electric Corporation in the state of New York. First attempt at cloud seeding was in upstate New York during 1946, where Vincent Schaefer, also a chemist for General Electric, caused snow to fall, and after he dumped 6 pounds of dry ice into a cloud from a plane. And further discussed in this link I have here is how cloud seeding works, its modern uses. And for instance, from March of 1967 until July 1972, the U.S. military operation Popeye cloud seeded silver iodide to extend the monsoon season over North Vietnam along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. The operation resulted in the targeted areas seeing an extension of the monsoon period between an average of 30 to 45 days. And that was the 54th Weather Reconnaissance Squadron. They carried out the operation.
That's a boatload of rain.
Yeah. Their motto was make mud, not war.
Yeah.
you can see cloud seeding encyclopedia, or it's a newworldencyclopedia.org. There's cloud seeding link right there. And
if you go to geoengineeringwatch.org, he's got the patents for these chemtrails that they're, I mean, you know, they're actually the patents for all the chemicals that he finds when he does the testing. You know, when he traps water and he takes it and has it tested for whatever, you know, what elements are in it, it's exactly what the patents are for chemtrailing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's traced to Monsanto. I think they're a lot involved in that. They're the same guys that was making the Agent Orange and spraying over in Vietnam same time this was going on. So yep. they've been having their hand in the pot for a long time. And speaking of which, they're geoengineering our food, even the corn. They're putting BT in it. It's Bacillus thuringiensis. I can't tell you the exact on that. BT, they call it BT corn, and Roundup Ready products like soybean and I think sugar beets are a lot of GM.
Soybean.
Canola seed. Yep. It's that rapeseed is what it is, and that wasn't a pretty name for marketing, so they changed it to canola, and I think that had to do with they grow so much of it up in Canada. That's all geoengineered and stuff. And when you start taking genes and splicing them from some other organism and into your food, I got to think that's not a good idea at all.
If the bugs eat it, and it makes the bug's stomach explode, I don't think I want to eat it.
No.
It's just that simple. Why are you going to let the largest chemical company on the planet mess with your food?
Doesn't make sense to me.
Not to me at all. March Against Monsanto is the 25th of this month. Everybody needs to go. Stand in front of your store, stand in front of your Monsanto agency if you got one close to you. Go out and harass your farmers and tell them no to Monsanto. Make some signs, educate some folks. The 25th of this month, it's happening all over the world in more than 30 countries. Help out, people. We've got to stop these evil, evil corporations from messing with our food.
For sure. I'm about 20 miles from town, and it's a little town. But I am going posthumously to March on Monsanto in Vegas, and I'm signed up for that. My cousin-in-law, he's out there, and he's a voice that is speaking up. You know, he's posting on Facebook. He's talking to his friends. Young guy's he's in a band. I think he's back pretty much doing that, maybe. Anyways, he's got some records. He was kind of like a boy band, really, where he started out. That's kind of funny. But really cool guy. He kind of reminds you of like an old jazz dude, you know? Kind of that type of attitude. Hey, Pat, man, what's going on, bro? Las Vegas. I'll be out there in September coming to see y'all. Hope that baby's sweet and not keeping y'all up too much in that. love dirty diapers. I want to just do a shout out. If anybody's retired, of course, this ain't going to reach very many, but anyways, Hank Kaus, he does insurance of Medicare and Medicaid. Really, really nice guy. And you can find his website, Hank Kaus, HANKCOWLES.com. But if you are, for your insurance, there's a lot more coverage out there now. I know seniors and people on disability would be interested in getting a better deal, like stuff they don't normally get paid for, like glasses and teeth and trips to the doctor and that sort of thing. And also, I want to have another say hello, but here we go. This is Joe Hinkle, and this is what it is about being Americana, is most people throughout most of our history we've worked for ourselves and made our own living, and we weren't enslaved, you know, to the system, and to come out of that is at least to try to do as much as you can to do something that's alternative to the system is why this is non, you know, these aren't solicited or endorsed or anything like that. This is just my saying howdy hi, and I think what you're doing is what really matters. But anyways, they've got a Facebook page, Hinkle 0202, which H-E-N-K-E-L and the O and then a 2. Find them there, and
Is it an O or a zero?
Well, it looks like a zero to me.
Okay.
But it might be a capital O. I think it must be a capital O since O2 is water. Anyways, they're getting ready to start getting some BP-free water containers. And I think that's quite an important thing to remember is for prepping and survival.
Isn't O2 oxygen dioxide? Isn't that dioxide? H2O is water.
Right, H2O. So I'm just thinking it was a play on it. It kind of shortened it up type. Oxygen.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
I'm not sure. I should ask them. anyways, they have some water that has, I think it has a bunch of stuff into it. Anyways, check them out. And I think it makes good sense. And that's what I call that fortune. It's good sense. Save you money and it'll make sense. But hey, Joe, how you doing? I'll see you there. Got your picture right there. I had something here and now I gotta remember where I put it at. I did this again. I think I have it in pre-production or should have. Matters of survival and prepping. And that's something that I want to talk about this. A person should be prepared for, I mean, we got here a few winters back with an ice storm and we was out of power for 3 weeks. A buddy of mine up in Northern California, they got hit with power outage, and they were snowed in. So it wasn't like after the ice melted, you could go to town and hear in another 3 weeks. But you know, they were plumb snowed in. And if, you know, just from that to, you know, maybe a day without power a night or a few days or to the most extreme where, you know, a person should be able to, hopefully they'd want a minimum of a month's food supply. Put up if there ever was a catastrophe and disaster or whatever, and you know, the food shelter, they're emptied off pretty fast. Wouldn't be long.
Grocery stores only carry 3 days worth of food on their shelves, and you can imagine that it'll probably be gone in about 3 hours if something serious happens.
Yeah, so that's exactly right.
All the canned goods will be gone, all the bottled water will be gone. The only thing that'd be left is like frozen stuff, pizza, ice cream. You know, crap that's not, you know, that you don't have, if you don't have any power, you can't keep it frozen or cold. So, you know, all the survival stuff will be gone in probably 30 minutes. Who do you recommend as a storable food? I mean, if they were going to go buy some, who do you recommend?
Well, there's a bunch of poison in it, but in the, you know, junk crap you really don't want to eat, but ramen noodles are probably one of the best things that you could have for survival food. You know, beans can take a long time to cook and rice too, but those would be two main, of course, storage that you'd want. Very, very important, I would say, to have a good staple. You've got some stuff, what's it called? You just got it.
Longevity. It's not really a storable food. That's more of a nutritional supplement. But I've got storable food here. Actually, I've got quite a bit. I bought mine from eFoods Direct.
Mm-hmm.
It's non-GMO. Stores for 25 years. It's packaged in Mylar bags. You know, it's good stuff. The no GMO is what got me. They buy their food that they dehydrate or however they do it, they buy it from overseas. They buy it from countries that don't allow GMO food in their country. So you know it's non-GMO. It's going to be good. It stores for 25 years, man. I mean, you know, and it's not only a security thing, but it's good food. I've already eaten some of it. It tastes good. You know, it's something that if you wanted to go on vacation and you know, jump out in the woods for a couple weeks, take a 2-week supply of this stuff along with you and, you know, you're good to go. It's good camping stuff. It's, you know, it's just kind of a peace of mind thing that I wanted to do. I know that I've got plenty of food. It's a 6-month supply for 4 people. So if it's just me, it's going to last me a while.
I got, matter of fact, I've got them bagged up when I was out today. I ain't took the leaves off the stems yet, but I got me a big old mess of dandelions. I've been out getting wild edibles out, and it's just a good idea to know what you can eat out there. And there's really, I mean, there's an abundance, but there's also a scarcity. And Most people could eat, they'd starve to death in the city with food all around them. But, yeah, these
they
damn
got no
ones,
knowledge.
I like them. Right. And that's something that, you know, is a tool, is knowledge, and should, even a weapon, you should arm yourself with that. Probably one of your most important weapons is knowledge, I'd say. There's a lot of means of procurement of food, but I don't think a person, you might not starve to death quick, but you're not going to get everything you need, I don't think, just with trying to be a gatherer. And you would, I know there's a lot of people, vegans and stuff, that don't want to hear anything about eating animals, but I think small birds is probably one of the most readily available. And in the city, you know, pigeons are pretty abundant, and you'd want a means to be able to procure them. A good pellet gun is probably one of the best weapons you could have for some small game like that, squirrel and whatnot.
Blowgun.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, them blowguns are they're made out to be more than what they are. It takes a lot of skill, and I've had a blowgun for many years, and it takes a lot of skill to be able to do anything with that. And for the most part,
practice, man.
Yeah. But even then, like if you're trying to take a squirrel or something like that, it's hard. Now, this is what I did. I put me a magnite, a little mini mag on it, and used it to focus. And I'd take, I went out quail hunting with it, and take them off their roost. And that's been several years ago. It's been 15 some odd years ago.
I love my blowgun, man. I got two of them, actually. I got a 3-footer and a 6-footer.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice. I shot a dart all the way through a foam. They're powerful. If you know what you're doing, they're pretty powerful. I can take a squirrel out of a tree. I can take a bird out of a tree.
You know? Yeah, you're a good shot. I used to make a lot of my own darts.
Yeah, they're easy to make.
Yeah. You can make one with a cigarette butt. Hey, you got a, we'll get a little piece of music to play, and we'll take a quicker and get a drink of water and
Sure.
Roll around just a minute.
Sure.
All righty. Play us up something. I'm going to mute up here.
Cannabis has been around long before you and me. Once was the law, got a farm you grow wheat. The ancient Chinese used to eat hemp seeds way back. Day 6 GBC, been used for many goals. Sales for the boats, robes. You could even make it into clothes. We broke away from England, declared ourselves remit. And stated independence on some paper made of hemp. The jazz age came and the players had soul. They cooked a little something in the bowl from Mexico. Some called it marijuana, poncho beans, little whore. But still the struggles only smuggle muggles across the border. And singers rain, then rain on our parade. Later on, it's just born and formed the DEA. And ever since then, it's been us against them. Damn, where will this end? That plant is our friend. We smoke, smoke, smoke. Plant our seeds, smoke, 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 soda anarchy, smoke, 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 and plant our seeds, smoke, smoke. Smoke, soda, anarchy. The billion bucks get spent annually. In the war on drugs, we're all casualties. And about a million heads get arrested, possessed. The percentage of them with possession ain't slant. Someone's hunting for the dealers, but fuck, it's just a front. They gun it for the ones like us that run up off a blunt. They fill the prisons up with the young and the blacks. And sell them cigarettes while this butt should be taxed. It's a fact, the feds are lacking in the evidence. To support the claims and make your propaganda that's been spread. Mexican cartel shed blow when they fight. But this black market could get shut down overnight. Legalize the plant and free us from ourselves. We need to eat our demand. We make decisions for ourselves. Greed has been the motive, the green is still our cause. Freedom's what we need, come more reform this crooked law. Smoke, 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 and plant our seeds. Smoke, 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 soda anarchy. Smoke, 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 and plant our seeds. Smoke, 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 soda anarchy. Read it with a cigar for the law. Because in spite of what they say, the blaze ain't harmful at all. Cappuccino kills more people than the bud that we burn. These drugs were not created evil, soon the public will learn. Legalizing won't increase the use of trees in the youth. You'd be surprised to see these studies and you'll believe that it's true. And though it's great for recreation, medication is what it is. Cancer patients shouldn't face the pain without some cannabis. You might find that in time, so declining the crime. Please enlighten my mind, why are you fighting my kind? God's just gonna make a difference, God created it. I'm with it, let's just fix this prohibition, get them pious out of prison. Jesus, weed has been illegal now for far too long. Please reveal to me what's real, we feel we're far too strong. To be misled, you're not since the fuck we wrong. If someone's got a problem with this, they can suck my bong. We smoke, 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 and plant our seeds. Smoke, 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 soda anarchy.
smoke, and plant our seeds. Smoke, soda, anarchy.
Hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent in a war on weed, a harmless plant. It's impossible to overdose on marijuana, and it's not physically addictive. Alcohol kills people every fucking day. Every day. Salvia is legal. It's fucking legal. You can buy tobacco when you're 18. What the fuck? Legal.
Cut it off there.
Okay.
That's Ray, buddy Ray. That's As Brian Oblivion. Check him out on SoundCloud. He's got a lot of other music. I think that's pretty cool. That comes from the Buzz Beaver. That's my page on marijuana and hemp, and that's just crazy. I was out there picking dandelions today. Other people out there in California, they're going out there picking pot, and some people are smoking it, and some people are making oil out of it and curing cancer, and some people are juicing it for their health, and I think that's a good thing. So that goes back into natural law. Get that other deal, would you?
Hang on a second. I've moved out from the song.
So. Did you see the size of that chicken?
Chickens don't crow, man. Roosters do.
And this just laid my lap from the Free Range Roving Rooster Report of Early Bird News, an excellent press publication. Breaking news, factory farming leaked documents from Lysum Industries, a leading producer of factory farm animals, exposing all the dirty little secrets that end up in your mouth. From the field, bringing what matters worldwide from all places, remote control. It's reported upon being brought before the colonel, chief of security at LI, he squawkingly told Henny Penny to squat, and after constant grilling, confessed her involvement in the leak, fled the coop, leaving the colonel sitting in the nest. Underling Sergeant Fox says of the now underway chicken hunt, and I quote, "She will be caught under enhanced interrogation techniques. I will properly pluck every bit of information of her involvement." Accentuating the case, will be cracked. I asked renowned bounty hunter Carl Clough. If he knew the chickens here were being eaten, to which he said, "What's wrong with that? Eating chickens? Here, tick, 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 tick." Watch now on the serious part of that. Watch Food Inc. That's a really great documentary on factory farming. Kill that chicken and pull his head off. From Charlie Kim on the trail at the scene with Chicken Little, who claims the sky is falling. This is what he had to say. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Charlie spoke with Dane Wigington when he was talking about earlier for geoengineeringwatch.org. He said that the sky is, in fact, not falling, but is being sprayed with toxic metals and chemicals. Geoengineering, in other words. Find out more at geoengineeringwatch.org. Furthermore, let me scroll down to this. And furthermore, he met with Ratchet from Fukushima Facts and asked, said, "What comes with that salad?" And she says, "You can't even see it." But she didn't say it like that. She has an accent. That's where you go, the wink, wink, smiley faces, or the LOLs right there.
Do you have an accent? Chica's in the room, by the way. You want to say hi to her, yeah. Chica, do you have an accent? Is there a Michigan accent?
I'm making fun of my accent. I just thought that'd be funny because she doesn't have an accent. You can hear her here on UCY Nuked Radio. Lots of great information from the start, the dangers, the radiation being leaked at Fukushima, and also keeps you updated here on, there's a lot of plants that here are not meeting the scrutiny.
I guarantee you she's watching that plant at LaSalle because that plume would blow right over the top of them if it ever, I mean, it's blowing right into Chicago right now. I'm trying to tell my sister, warn her about it, but she's a sleeple.
Yeah. Oh, well. In unrelated news, Puns Fun Pundit, Wee Willie Walrus, he says that cats can't dance. And to get my response to that, you're going to have to listen to Jaw Jaw, who plays out the outro. Thank you, Jaw Jaw. Find her on Reverb Nation. Get all her songs. She's got another one, brand new one come out. Break the door.
Beautiful voice, man.
Oh, man. Awesome. Awesome. And, she's just cut a video here just like a week or two ago. I'm waiting to hear from that. But anyways, she has a Facebook page, find her Jaw Jaw, and Reverb Nation. So yeah, go to the second song and you'll hear what I had to say about that. I am not playing clip, but because I wasn't set for it. And
Drop the link, man. If you got a link, I'll pull it up.
Okay. Yeah, let me do that. That's awesome. But
Chica said people always think she's Canadian.
Oh yeah. Okay, let me see here if I can get to you over in Skype to drop it right there.
Okay.
Let me expand it.
You don't say ya or anything like the Canadians do, Chica. Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool, rad. Okay, I got it.
It's I think the second one down here. Here, pussy pussy.
Oh yeah. Jaw Jaw? Okay, I got it. You want me to play it now?
I'll make you a proclaimed believer. I'm the pain reliever. Put down the phone receiver. I'm off the meter. The industry's best kept secret. But since me, you haven't talked, you girl. I'm getting shots that I done top them off. I'ma make you crawl. Your ass needs a haul. You could've blocked that call, but you were way too small. I thought I'd seen it all. I could've stopped before, but it's your fault. And I'm not getting charged with assault or trafficking gats. You can't take back, yakety yak. I don't look back. Those who tried, I put traction, slipping limbs to fractures. Probably want a cracker. I want an actor I can tackle, pack with stackers, or a black one who's a rapper, stack with slapsticks, stack to kick it back and forth or practice. Hit, pussy, 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 hit, pussy, pussy, hit. That's what I do when I hit. Think of you. Hit. That's what I do, what I do, hit. What I do. That's what I do when I hit. Think of you. I'm from the Empire State, not a thing at stake, no bling or cake, just the things I say. I'll slow it down in a 4x4, what's wrong? Down with the 2x4 and there's blood in my pen, fire in my breath. I'll overload your senses and use you as a bench press. East Coast flow like the Agra I drench. I got the special remedy that increases strength. Just take my waist and rearrange it to suit your taste buds. You think I'm safe game in the big bad boy club? I know you ain't in need of stuff. Are you employed, thug, or just a toy stud? Hit, pussy, 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 hit, pussy, pussy. That's what I do when I think of you. That's what I do, what I do, what I do. That's what I do when I think of you. I do the same thing to a boy from the PJs and hear the gang sing. They start the globe until they clock you. They can block you when you're back to Gotham. Oh, Batman, I think you got it. It's a white girl that you've been robbing. They take your shot and stop your goblin slobbering over me. When you spit in Portuguese, are you doing it for me? Hee hee hee. I can't complain, I did the same with what's his name. I don't hate you, I need to rape you. Without your cousin, a nice discussion about corruption. A button, abruptly, straight to the cut. Gee, screw it, I only had love for you, but you blew it. Hit, pussy, 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 hit, pussy, pussy. Hit, that's what I do when I hit. Think of you. Hit, that's what I do, what I do, what I do. That's what I do when I hit. Think of you. Hit a pussy, 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 hit, pussy, pussy. Hit. That's what I do when I hit. Think of you. Hit. That's what I do, what I do, what I do. Hit. That's what I do when I hit. Think of you.
Pretty good tune.
That's pretty awesome. I didn't mention Rad Chick has a Facebook page here, and I'm over. Radiation, yeah, the Ratchet Radiation Research and Mitigation. Sorry, I was over here. I was pulling up the link for the next show. I was going to drop it in chat. And so I got a little distracted here, and I'm trying to get back over to drop it into chat. Hi, everybody in chat. I have not seen who's in here, and I'm going to come in with that. And I'm going to drop control connection. It's going to be next coming up. But when I get off, I'm going to be doing the posting for the shows while Julius is gone. I'm glad to be able to help. I really appreciate being here on UCY TV. Vinny Vetti Vinci, I came, I saw, I conquered. UCY.TV. Join in. We really have a lot of great people on. I've mentioned a couple. The Nuke Radio, Rad Chick, Christina, hi. Our new one's coming. And so many. Jimmy's on here. Thank you for coming in, Jimmy.
You're welcome, brother.
So shout out to you and to Mike and Christina and Kurt and me and some anons. And hi, y'all. Thanks for coming and listening in. We're getting close to the end. We got about 10 minutes. And talk for me for a minute where I can get back over here to where I was at.
Jim okay. Bro. What do you want me to talk about?
Well, I'll just...
Hey,
I'll,
let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I want to get your take, and I did this for a couple people last night. I don't know if I asked you or not at when you called in, but I want to get your take on the whole Adam Kokesh getting 10,000 armed men to walk through Washington, D.C.
I think that whoever said they should use bubble gums or the bubble, you know, squirter guns.
Yeah, the Hello Kitty guns.
I think that's a very good idea. I think they ought to assemble with them.
And I think I
pencils
heard something.
And Pop-Tarts. I heard all of those mentioned, and I think all of those need to be just taken in, and they march not with guns but with them and drop them on to wherever, Capitol steps or whatever. Just make a big old pile
today.
Of it.
That somebody out there is going to try to steal Adam Kokesh's thunder, and they are going to have an assembly of people on July 3rd, the day before Kokesh's march, gather the same place, doing the same march with super soakers.
That's a good idea.
So someone out there, I heard that. I saw a drop on that on Facebook or heard it online somewhere. I think it might have even been on LRN. But I heard somebody's trying to steal Adam's thunder.
Well, I think it's a very bad idea. First of all, it's illegal to carry guns. You can't even have a slingshot there in D.C. And
even if it was allowed, null and void from their inception.
I understand that. But why I'm saying that is because it's against the law that they would use that as a means of to counter them, possibly with force.
D.C. is not a part of this country.
That's right. That's a story in itself. Really, we're not the constitutional government that people suppose we are. We're a corporation nation. You know, we're not America. We're the United States, and that's Washington, D.C., and we're citizens by either birth or naturalization, and we are naturalized with our birth certificate. That is a deed. It is actually means that we are property and owned, and we are traded on futures for our potential earnings.
If you don't believe that, people, if you don't believe that you are traded on the New York Stock Exchange, go get your birth certificate, and in the top right-hand corner, I think it's the right-hand corner, there is a red number. Take that red number and type it into Google on the New York Stock Exchange, and you will find your trade number.
Yeah, that's true.
It is a fact.
Yeah.
We are collateral for the corporation that's known as the United States of America, all capital letters.
Yeah, that's another thing. How like things are worded and how they're putting caps and stuff like that. It shows legal contract, and we're born into it and tricked into to living it. And so I think that's a part of becoming aware is to realize that how we are farmed. Speaking of farming, we have from Chicken Buck and Egg and Time Limited in association with Hatch Productions comes Pawpaw Paul Poche and the Hopeful Monster. When asked which came first, the chicken or the egg, Pawpaw says he got chickens first, which is how he generally gets his eggs for breakfast in the morning. So when that old chicken snake got in the nest and was getting his eggs, he said he's hopeful the monster will be rounded up soon. From David Mint and a PhD. He said, since the time of Darwin, evolutionists have looked to the fossil record for historical evidence of evolution. Most evolutionists now concede, however, that the fossil record fails to show the progressive transformation of any living organisms into a distinctly different kind of organism. This has presented some nasty difficulties for evolutionists, but they have made it clear that they will not be dissuaded by the mere lack of evidence, nor will they turn to a creator to explain this engine.
I am not going to let proof move me in any way.
Rather, the evolutionists hope that a monster may come to the rescue. Does design therefore presuppose a creator? And I would have to say that it does, in my opinion, and that's my 2 cents for you, 2 cents for the Vince. Okay. And that was the skit called Chicken Little and the Hopeful Monster. So I hope it was kind of fun. I had a lot of fun doing it. I don't know how well it sounded with me saying it, but it was really funny.
That was funny.
I had a really good time doing it. And as what I was doing is I'm just bringing all the pages that I have. This radio broadcast is a culmination of Facebook. It's kind of Facebook enhanced. If you aren't a friend on Facebook, I've got me, Vincent Easley II, and then my radio personality, the propaganda panda, Vince Easley. You can find me there. And, We're bringing together some folks on the mob, and Jimmy is my new made member on the Nons list, and well, I hope y'all will come on and get into the mob, and that's don't have to be a broadcaster, you just have to
be one. Don Vincent.
Speak up.
I appreciate you putting me in the mob, Don Vincent.
Hey, it's no problem. Okay.
I appreciate
Forget you. About it. This is hey, Papa Vinny. Okay. No problem. Well, other than just saying, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I appreciate everybody that been helping me here along, and couldn't have done it without you.
Seagull's in the room here, man. Wendy's in the room. Mike from Salt Lake City's in the room. Chica's in the room.
Hey.
Curtis is in the room. And two Anons. Oh, my God. Let's wave high. Oh, there went one of them.
They said goodbye.
Yeah, he didn't even say goodbye. He just popped out of the room. Goodbye, Anon.
Yeah. I want to, before I run out of time, I want to apologize to Kurt. I cut him short last week. We really didn't have a lot of time to get into it. And about to, our country being founded on genocide, and there is, you know, history that shows that people that have the powers that shouldn't be have no regard for human life, neither now nor then. And there's been millions and millions of people killed by government throughout history. It's the biggest killer of all ever is government. And so there's also the underlying esoteric founding of the country, and that's a subject that would take a lot more time, and one that I
good for
intend
next week's
to,
show.
Yeah, it's something I intend to get into. When I say I want to offend you, I don't mean I personally want to offend anybody. I want to offend your senses, your ideology. I want you to be able to question that. Look at and what I want to do is bringing people together here. I hope to have some people from other parts of the world, and let's hear about around the world. And if you'll get on my Facebook and search for my friends, you'll find I have people over 50 countries, and just a shout out to everybody from Russia down to New Zealand and Australia, South Africa, all through Europe, Spain, England, Ireland, Scotland.
Namaste, people.
Namaste.
Namaste.
All right. We're going to be coming up and running out here in a minute. I couldn't have done it without you, Jimmy. I really appreciate you coming in here with me.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Vince. I like this new show of yours. It's doing good things.
I can't imagine trying to talk to without having somebody interact for an hour.
It's hard to do, man. I'm telling you, it's hard to do. Man. If you ever get stuck out, you're gonna know.
My respect to you. Here's Jaja taking us out. Love and peace, y'all. I'm gonna go post for the shows. Catch
take care,
control
everybody.
Connection with Zach coming up next, and I'll see y'all in the chat room there.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Jimmy. Love and peace, y'all.